Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. Hi, welcome to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. I'm Rashonda Yates. I overcame binge eating, lost 50 pounds, and kept it off for over 2 years. And now I'm sharing my stories and strategies to help you end your binge eating once and for all. Today, we're talking about how to get through the holidays without a binge. You know, one of the things that has been tradition in my family is to make lots of food around the holidays and to basically, you know, snack throughout the day. And the entire day just basically ends up being about the food, all the way up to you sit down to dinner. And then after that, it's dessert. And it's a very food focused occasion. And while there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, for those of us who struggle with binge eating, this can really cause a lot of anxiety. So if this is something that has been on your mind with the holidays rolling around, whether you're in the US or in another country, hopefully this episode can give you some ideas of how to navigate that. So let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by my 3-part training, How to Stop a Binge Before It Starts. It's a video training delivered straight to your inbox in bite-sized pieces, less than 10 minutes, and it really coaches you through cravings, how to get through any craving without giving into it. It's the exact 4-step process that I use that helped me to overcome cravings and to lose 28 pounds. So you can grab that for free at sendfox.com/RashondaYates. So when it comes to the holidays, do you feel like pretty much the entire day is all about food? And do you feel yourself constantly trying to manage, you know, what you should be eating, how much you should be eating? Do you find yourself being triggered into a binge at the end of the day? Well, if any of that sounds familiar to you, I want to share with you a 3-step process to help you to navigate the holiday season, holiday meals, holiday eating. So step 1 is to have a game plan. This is nothing super fancy or super detailed. This is just think through your day. Think through whatever the holiday is. So for example, a holiday that just passed here in the US was Thanksgiving. And this is a holiday that my family always went all out on in terms of cooking lots of food. My mom would be in the kitchen, you know, from even before the actual day came, preparing things. And later, 2 of my brothers who were especially good at cooking would jump in the kitchen with her. And they would literally be in the kitchen all day. And I would pop in later and like bake a pie or whatever, or make some cornbread. But I remember that it was very, very, very heavily food focused. And later on, when I got into struggling with binge eating, this caused a lot of stress and anxiety in my life because I was so fearful about, you know, this meal. I thought, okay, you know, I don't want to binge, but basically the meal felt like it was just a huge glorified binge to begin with. And then the fact that food was just lying around all day long And so it really gave me a lot of anxiety about it. So here is something that you can do. Here's a way that you can think through a holiday to help just kind of prepare your mind going into it. And one of the things that I would do is I would actually just visualize what a successful day, a successful holiday would be like for you. So for example, I knew that I valued interactions with people around me, and I knew that I wanted to prioritize relationships and interactions and experiences and memories over the food. But I also knew that, you know, I enjoyed the food and I wanted to have that, like I wanted to enjoy that aspect of the holiday, but I wanted to do it in a way that felt good to me, that felt aligned with my values, aligned with my values for, you know, my health goals and my mental health and just the changes that I was making in my life around my eating behaviors. And I also wanted to feel good about the interactions that I had through the day. So I thought about, well, how would that look, for example? And by no means did I put restrictions on myself for around the holidays, because back then that would have really just worked against me. That would have been anti-productive. That would have actually triggered me to go ahead and binge. But instead, what I did was I said, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to prioritize vegetables because, number one, I want to feel good at the end of my meal. I want to know psychologically that I am getting in nutrients, even though it is a holiday that's usually associated with a lot of indulgence. And I'm going to indulge as well. And I thought about, like, well, how could I do this in a way that really supported my goals? And for me, that was I can eat my normal meals throughout the day. And at the actual dinner meal, I can put everything that I want on one plate, or at least have everything in front of me. And this did something psychologically for me where I felt like I was being satiated. I felt like I was getting everything that I wanted. I had an indulgence. You know, I had my cookie or my piece of cake or maybe one of both. No judgment here. And I also had like my vegetables and my stuffing and my turkey or whatever. But it was all in front of me. And that helped me to feel like I was not being restricted. It helped me to feel like I wasn't depriving myself. And the interesting thing about this is when I did this, I actually didn't feel compelled to even get through all of the food in front of me. Because number one, I was not overly hungry because remember, I ate all my meals, all my normal meals throughout the day. And number two, by me not trying to put the tiniest bit of food possible on my plate or just to look good to other people, take the tiniest slice of pie, you know, by not doing that, it's like I actually tricked myself into feeling like I had this abundance of food that I was eating. But then I didn't feel compelled to eat all of it. So if you think through your day, think through, you know, what would really serve you? What do you want? Because too often, here's a couple of mistakes that I feel like we can make when it comes to the holidays. One of them is only thinking about what you don't want. If all you're doing is focused on, I don't want to binge, I don't want to overeat, I'm not going to have this, I'm not going to have that, well, guess what's going to happen? That's all you're going to do. You're going to, you know, rebel. Because we kind of tend to want to do what we're not supposed to do. So that approach just, it doesn't work. And the other mistake that we often make is to try and hold off on eating the earlier part of the day. So like skipping meals, you know, or just eating a very small amount in order to like, quote unquote, save up room for your feast. And I'm sure you already know, that is a failing strategy. You know, when you pair the physiological aspects of hunger along with a mind that feels emotionally deprived or feels like, okay, this is something I want, but I can't have it. You're setting yourself up, you're setting yourself up for a binge. So why not try something different this year? Why not keep all your meals, normal, like usual, eat your normal breakfast, eat your normal lunch, if that's what you do. And don't restrict it anyway. Don't try to eat less throughout the day just to make room for the dinner meal. Now, everybody's at different stages of their journey as well. Okay. So you know what level of structure you can put into your game plan. For example, some people might say, okay, well, the way that I want my game plan to be is I will just have one plate of food and I won't go back for seconds, for example. Whereas another person might find that triggering at this stage in their journey. So those are some things that you can think through as far as your game plan. Okay, so the next step that I have is to just put things into perspective. At the end of the day, this is one day or it's one meal. And too often we start to beat ourselves up about something that happened, like one meal, like one binge meal or one day, or even a couple of days. But the fact is, it's not the end of the world. Like, this one day is not going to destroy your entire life. So put things in perspective. If you do end up eating more than you intended, if you find yourself feeling bloated, if you find your pants are fitting a little tight, keep in perspective like that. If you just kind of get back on your normal routine the next day, everything's just going to work itself out naturally. But if you go into shaming yourself, beating yourself up, oh my God, I ate too much. Oh my God, I feel fat. Obsessing at, how you look in the mirror, getting on the scale and seeing how many more, pounds you are and all this stuff, none of which is useful, because all of it is data out of context. One weigh-in or one moment that your pants are fitting a little bit tighter is not useful information. So that's step two, put things into perspective. Now on to step three, which is set yourself up for success and eat every single meal. Eat your breakfast, eat your lunch, eat snacks if that's what you do. Don't feel like you have to eat less at the earlier meals in order to make room for your dinner meal. If you are at a spot, at a place in your journey where you're starting to notice your body's natural hunger and fullness cues, then intuitively, you're going to eat what naturally feels good for you over the next couple of days. If you're not there yet, don't worry about it. Again, it is just one day. So make sure that you don't skip meals. That is probably the worst thing you could do. And make sure that you keep all of your meals satiating throughout the day, even before you even get to your dinner meal. So that's it. Those are the three steps. Step one was to just have a game plan. Step two, put things into perspective. And step three, set yourself up for success. So I'm wondering, what are your holiday traditions? I'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and shoot me a message over on Instagram. I'm there at Rashonda Yates, or on Facebook at Rashonda Yates as well. And also, be sure, if you haven't yet grabbed your free training, pick that up at sinfox.com/Rashonda Yates. sinfox.com/Rashonda Yates. And I'll catch you next time on the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.